This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A juried art exhibition called One in Five runs from October the 15th to November the 6th, 2010, in Victoria, British Columbia. It features works by a diverse group of artists from Vancouver, Nanaimo, Courtney, and Victoria, seen in the form of photography, found object sculpture, painting, drawing, and digital media. The exhibition is called One in Five because one in five Canadians will experience mental health problems in their lifetime. And the 10 artists in the exhibition have all, at some point in their lives, experienced mental health issues. The exhibition is considered an opportunity to open up discussion, raise awareness, and help others learn more about mental health.
We're joined on the phone by director and curator Yuria Rice, and in the studio by Nanaimo artist and activist Wallace Millay and Anne Turner, an artist and student at Vancouver Island University. Anne and Wallace are two of the 10 artists in the One in Five exhibition. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yuri, you were formerly the gallery director at a Minneapolis-based nonprofit called Interact. Now you live in Victoria and have founded a nonprofit called Victoria Fine Art Festival. Tell us more about the social justice-based art exhibitions you've been involved in.
This exhibition particularly is our second exhibition since forming the organization about a year ago. And my background is in running nonprofit arts organizations, primarily working with self-taught and outsider artists, which is a genre that's not very recognized in Canada, but it is throughout the world. And I have worked very closely with the disabled community, the mental health community, and the homeless community, through the use of visual art for many years. I've done an annual mental health show for about 5 years prior to moving to Victoria.
The Homeless Awareness exhibition of artwork by people who have experienced homelessness took place earlier this year, and that was the first of the two that you had just mentioned. What was the response to that exhibition?
Well, the response was quite good. I think for many reasons, the show was a juried show, which I feel pretty strongly about in all the work that we do, because it allows everybody involved to go through the process of what any other artist would go through to get into a show. And it's good to have your work seen by a lot of people, whether they're on a selection committee or the public, you know, viewing the work. So the Homeless Awareness exhibition brought together similarly to this show, 10 artists from a broad variety of backgrounds and mediums. And we put together a very professional-looking show. We were in that situation. We were able to frame all the work for the artists. We were able to give them 100% of all the proceeds that sold. We did a lot of very professional marketing materials, and we got a lot of press for the show. I think the reason mainly there was such an amount of press for the show is because of the quality of the work and the quality of the artists that were involved. And I think the same will happen with this show as well. And it's all as a fine arts organization and not a social service organization. We really do focus on the fine art quality aesthetic aspect of the artists that we work with. So I'm able to present shows in a very different way than, let's say, a social service organization. So we put together professional shows that look like you're going to see in any other gallery in any other town, and that's kind of one of the main things that we try to do is present these shows in the most respectful way that we possibly can.
And in 2001, you returned to university and also refocused on your interest in art. You worked with Nanus Bay art therapist Mehdi Naimi. Tell us more about that experience.
Well, I attended Forward House in Parksville, which is a psychoeducational program for people with mental health issues. And on Fridays, Mehdi has been coming in and giving us assistance and allowing us access to as many art materials as we want. And I started off with just collage, which was an art form that I've liked for a long time. It helps me to center myself, and I learn some more techniques from Medi.
Wallace, you've spoken very openly about the effect art has had on your life, your work on yourself, and your sense of wellness. Tell us about the experience of sharing your art with the community and the impact that has had on yourself and others.
Up until I arrived in Nanaimo, I always painted in isolation, and part of my wellness is stepping outside of the comfort zone. So that was an opportunity I had with Open Minds, Open Windows, to stand on stage at the Poor Theater and paint in front of several hundred people. My art is personal, but in the same light, I have a passion for bringing awareness on mental health issues, and this show is definitely going to bring that to a lot of people. I'm looking forward to meeting the other artists.
You're listening to People First Radio. The Victoria Fine Art Festival Society presents One in Five, an exhibition of artwork by people who have experienced mental illness. It's being held from October 15th to November the 6th at 705 Johnson Street in downtown Victoria, British Columbia. The diverse group of artists comes from Vancouver, Nanaimo, Courtney, and Victoria. We're joined on the phone by Victoria Fine Art Festival Society director and curator, Yuri Arais, and in the studio by Nanaimo artist and activist Wallace Mallet and Anne Turner, who is an artist and student at Vancouver Island University. Wallace and Anne are two of the artists included in the exhibition.
Yuri, give us a sense of the range of art that is included in the One in Five exhibition, and what can we expect to see and experience?
I can go through each of the 10 artists, but we don't have the time. So I will just say that it's a really great... I think I've said to each one of the artists that I'm really happy they're in the show because nobody does anything like they do. And the really great thing is that all 10 artists do completely different work. So, you know, you're going to see very traditional painting by both traditionally trained artists and self-taught artists, and you'll see a lot of illustration work. You're going to see straightforward photography as well as computer-manipulated digital photography. And some really great found object and steel work as well. As well, beyond the exhibition itself, we will be doing a couple additional events which really add to the whole package of this exhibition. Beyond the opening reception on the 15th, which is free and open to the public, as all of our events are, on Sunday the 17th at 7 p.m., we will be doing showing a film and having a question and answer period with filmmaker from San Francisco, Ken Paul Rosenthal. The film is called Crooked Beauty, and that's at 7 p.m. We'll be showing it. It's a 35-minute documentary on one woman who lives without traditional medication, and it's a very interesting glimpse into one person's life on how they live and how they choose to live and why they are able to live that way. And then on the 6th of November at 2 in the afternoon, which is the last day of the exhibition, we're having an open panel discussion with the participating artist in the exhibition. And this is a really great opportunity for the public, whether they are artists, just, you know, people of general interest who are interested in mental health as well as visual art, to come and engage with some of the artists in a somewhat formal situation where questions can be asked. And the whole panel discussion, I will be the moderator, so we can keep it focused to a certain degree. But I think the events and the art and the show brings together the whole package of what you can expect, which is going to be quite exciting.
That sounds fantastic. And tell us more about the piece of art you've contributed to the exhibition.
Well, I've got several pieces of art, starting with some that are like very childlike. And because I was doing a lot of work with my inner child and trying to find that inner child, and so some of the features in the art are very childlike. There's one actually that's called Anne's Playmate, and it's very large, and it's like figures that are like look like children, and that's basically what they are, is the playmates that I try to retain when I was younger, but because I didn't have the social skills, usually the friends were not non-existent. And there's also, I have paintings with trees, because trees are one thing I really enjoy. Emily Carr, I really admire her and have done a lot of reading on her and have a lot of her paintings. And there's quite a few in there that are actually a tribute to her.
And Wallace, what will we see from your artwork?
There's several pieces in this exhibit. The one that I wanted there on the wall mostly was a painting I titled Stigma. It's something I completed a little over a year ago. It was a turning point in my life. It was strange this morning having to write a statement explaining the painting. It was like revisiting the final day when I painted that, the emotion. It was a change inside me of being able to put words on canvas along with the forms and express some of the horrific trauma that comes with some of the words used and the stigma of people that have mental health issues. So this one I'm very proud to have being presented at the exhibit. I hope it creates some thought and dialogue, and it's just so exciting to be able to take my work from where it started in psych units to being able to take it out in the general public, and hopefully people will see that art can be a vehicle for learning as well as for enjoyment. So.
Well, we have just a short moment left. Is there anything else that you'd like to add to our conversation today, Yuri?
There would. I think just to follow up on the point that Wallace is making right now, one of the things I said before is that we're a fine arts organization that kind of focuses on social justice-based exhibitions. One of the things that we try to do, whether people agree with the approach or not, is, you know, we bring together a collective of artists that have something in common, which to most people seems to be unpleasant. And what we do is we bring them in with that knowledge, and then we present them with a collection of work that is not what they expect, what the general public expects. And that's how we choose to try to change people's ideas about people living with mental illness, what it means, how they experience things. And the thing that I hope the most for both the artist and the public is, well, kind of two things, that the artists who have never exhibited before are able to experience the joy of having the public view your work and appreciate what you do, as well as having the public be surprised at the quality of the work that this collection of artists are presenting in this show.
We have just a moment, Liz. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today, Ann Turner?
Yes, I'd just like to say that a lot of people at VIU have been very instrumental in helping me get my self-confidence back. When I first went to VIU, I was very nervous, and now I'm not like that at all.
Fantastic. Wallace, Malay, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Hats off to Yuri. I was kind of hesitant about submitting into this show because most of my experience in the past with people organizing events around the issue of mental health or mental illness is their perspective. This way here, it's 10 artists not only showing their talents and gifts, but each having an opportunity to be themselves. So.
Thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciated it, and good luck with the exhibition.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yuri Arise has been working to bring awareness and understanding to the issues of mental illness and homelessness through well-curated fine arts exhibitions. Yuri is not only a curator, but also a visual artist in his own right. He's the director of a nonprofit organization called Victoria Fine Art Festival. Ann Turner is an artist and student at Vancouver Island University. When she completes her undergraduate degree, Ann plans to pursue a master's degree and also write and illustrate stories for children with learning disabilities. Wallace Malay is an activist and artist from Nanaimo. He takes a holistic approach to well-being and says that liberation of mind, body, and soul began with his art. One in Five runs October 15th to November the 6th, 2010. at 705 Johnson Street in downtown Victoria. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY Radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of those organizations.